30 to 100 years no more. Free move now, open up the door, a marcher's chant. To hear news accounts, their numbers weren't impressive, with less than 50 marchers participating in a May 13, 1993 march calling for the freedom of moved political prisoners. In this respect, local and regionally published reports were accurate, if not explanatory, of the significance of the event. To be sure, it was reported that the march also marked the 8th anniversary of the police bombing and mass murder of 11 MOVE members from MOVE's home on Osage Avenue, and also the 1st anniversary of the day MOVE's communications minister, Ramona Africa, was released from prison after 7 years as a political prisoner. So that was accurate. In their endless fascination with numbers, the media counted numbers, researched dates, took a few pictures, and considered their story told. As ever with MOVE, that is seldom, if ever, the case. Who were the people marching? "We're fired up, still on the move," a march chant. Their voices were light, heavy, thin, and thunderous. Theirs were the voices of MOVE men, MOVE women, and MOVE children, the young sons and daughters of revolution. Tall, with lithe, lean forms or tiny bundles of baby fat, all uncosmetic, the MOVE children marched militantly from West Philadelphia, the site of the old MOVE headquarters at 33rd and Powelton Avenue, site of the August 8, 1978 MOVE confrontation, to Philadelphia City Hall, which they circled twice in the rain. The children, many who were themselves, although babies, veterans from the August 8th confrontation, are a sight to behold. Strong-limbed, clear eyes like dark stars, teeth like shimmering pearls, radiant and beautiful. Numbers did not disturb them as they demonstrated for their parents, their brothers and sisters, for they were comfortable among themselves and excited about their activity. These remarkable children, called the Seeds of Wisdom by John Africa, are born in revolution, in resistance, in anti-systematic natural law. Their young brothers and sisters were murdered by the government on May 13, 1985. Their older brothers and sisters were also murdered by the government on May 13th, and some were railroaded to nearly a century in prison. At least one child was born in prison. "Jail Rendell, set MOVE free," march chant. Reporters told that a march occurred, and how many participated on that rainy day in May, but by not showing who marched, they missed the heart of the story. A story of resistance, generation by generation, and a living tale of survival. From Death Row, this is Mumia Abu-Jamal.